Good evening. Good evening. I trust you're blessed this evening. Oh, our God is so good. Our God is gooder, if there's a word. Our God is gooder to us than we know. I mean, it just, even with the Holy Spirit, it's just, we don't discern, we don't comprehend, we don't realize how good God is. If you're alive and you're breathing, Yahweh, let everything that has breath, let every breathing thing praise the Lord. Sing a song to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is good all the time. If you're alive and you're breathing, it's only by the grace of God that you're still here with us. Amen? So, we look for unexpected blessings every day. Every day, His mercies are new, His love, His grace. God loved us while we were yet sinners. How much more now that we realize, understand, and discern the precious love of God. He has poured out His love towards us in our hearts. Oh, we are blessed. We are blessed, church. Good evening. You have tuned in to First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God is guaranteed to change your heart. And when God changes your heart, He will change your life. This is our Monday Daily Bread service. Our Monday Daily Bread service for March the 20th, 2023. And our main goal in this year, 2023, you know, Jesus said He's going to come back like a thief in the night when we least expect Him. Well, they've been saying that for 2,000 years, Pastor Jesse. Listen, they said Noah was silly building an ark for 120 years. But guess what? It happened. It happened. So be ready. Be ready, church. So our main goal in 2023 is kingdom priority. And you know, that's what Matthew 6:33, that's what Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. The world seeks, what are we going to eat, what are we going to wear, where are we going to live? The world has got all kinds of questions concerning themselves. But Jesus said, when you seek first the kingdom of God, all the things that the world seeks after will be added onto you. So the love of God's been poured out in our hearts, and now we can share, give out that love, and not just to our loved ones, our neighbors, our co-workers, but to the world. So our main goal in 2023 is kingdom priority. I know it sounds easy and sounds simple, and every day our faith is challenged so that we want to put the kingdom of God in the back burner and just take care of other things. But priority is, that's first. The first in order of importance. Look it up in the dictionary. This is high priority, the kingdom of God. Amen. So it's a kingdom priority with unexpected blessings. And this is what the Lord says. If we will do, Jesus will do too. I'm a poet and don't know it. If we do what the Word tells us to do, Jesus will do what He promises to do. So if we will do, Jesus will do too. I wish Pastor Rose was here. She always finishes my sentence. I would say, if, Pastor Rose, if we will do, Pastor Rose would say, Jesus will do too. I trust you're blessed. You know, laughter is as good as medicine. And I know COVID changed the whole world. It changed our lives. It even changed the church. I see churches that were full, half empty. Look, we, First His Kingdom, we don't have a building. But we're ministering more to more people online than we did in person. But we're still looking for a building. And God has something for us. We're not anxious. We're not in a hurry. We're not unsatisfied. God is good. God is good. Amen. In John 20:22, you know, we looked at the revelation of Yahweh, YH, breathe in, and Y and WH, Yahweh, breathe in and exhale out. Let every breathing thing, I mean, God is so awesome. He created us. He gave us life. Everything that breathes, every animal that breathes, that has life, God created it. And in return, when we breathe, we are to remember who our Creator is. Amen. John 20:22 says Jesus breathed on his disciples. I mean, God breathed into Adam the life, and here Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit on his disciples. The disciples, you know what that means, disciples? Jesus breathed on disciplined followers. That's what a disciple is. It's a discipline. That's where we get the word discipline. A disciple is one who follows diligently, faithfully, is committed, amen, like a good soldier. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, we need to put ourselves in remembrance. Romans 5:8, God loved us. He loved us while we were yet sinners. And of course, 1 John 1:9 says, God is love. God is love. And he loved us while we were yet sinners. 1 Corinthians 13, does that sound familiar? I recommend it that we all read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If that doesn't change your life, I mean, if that doesn't, the love chapter, 1 Corinthians, if that doesn't change your life, you need to get born again. You need to get filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to discern the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts. 1 Corinthians 13:13 tells us, 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, love, hope, and faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. You this evening, you dear saints, you are loved tonight. You are loved tonight, and there's nothing you can do about it. God loves you. Saved or a saint or ain't, God loves you tonight. John 20:22, Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the breath of God when Jesus breathed on his disciples. Right now, Father God, in Jesus' name, we come before you, Lord. I come before you with our listeners. And thank you. Thank you that because of Jesus, we can receive the Holy Spirit. Acts 19:2 tells us that when we receive the Holy Spirit, if we have received the Holy Spirit, Acts 19:2 asks us, the way Paul asked the believers, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? So this evening, you, our listeners, are you saved this evening? Have you been born again? Are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The Holy Spirit comes on us, in us, and with us. We can't make it on our own ability, church. We can't. I mean, just the day's got so much challenge and troubles and situations and circumstances. We can't do it on our own. We need Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Hebrews 11:34, out of our weakness, because of Jesus, we are made strong. Amen. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says that strength, Jesus' strength is made perfect in our weakness. Oh, hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight? Our Bible has everything we need to succeed. The Lord sent Jesus Christ to come. I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, our Bible has everything we need to succeed. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. God has given us. He has. Not he might. Not he will. But God has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. If you're not succeeding tonight, it's not God's fault. God has a plan for your precious life. You are special and precious to God. And he's got a plan for you. And it's up to us to discover God's plan for our life. What does he want you to do? He's got a plan for your life. And the greatest obstacle to God's plan in your life is your plan. our plans. You know, I had an evangelist tell me one time, write down whatever you want to do for God. Write down, you want to do this, you want to do that, and then give it to God and watch what he does. Watch him laugh. Why? Because sometimes our plans are not God's plans. Do you remember Brother Andrew saying, we are askers, we are seekers, and we are knockers. But the most important thing is what? Remember? Brother Andrew said, we are receivers. We get results. Amen. We're not just born again. We're born again new creatures. Amen. If we get serious with God, he'll be serious with us and he'll show us things. Amen. He'll show us things. Listen, let me show you something interesting this evening. Something interesting this evening. In Deuteronomy, in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, Deuteronomy 6, 4, the word tells us, hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. That's in the Old Testament. Now, in Mark chapter 12, Mark chapter 12, verses 29 and 30, Jesus says the same thing. They asked him, what is the first commandment? And Jesus said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and all your strength. He goes on to say, this is the first commandment. So Deuteronomy 6:5 is not a suggestion, not a cool idea or a request. You shall love the Lord, the Lord. And in my Bible, Lord is capitalized. That means Lord is Yahweh, Y-H-W-H. Lord, Yahweh, Jesus. God is saying, I was, I am, and I will be. Amen. Psalm 97:5 says, the Lord is the Lord of all the earth. Deuteronomy 10:17, the Lord your God is God of all gods. And Lord of all lords, he is mighty and awesome. This is our God, church. This is our God this evening. Nothing is impossible for God. If you're struggling with mental issues, you know, you're sad, you're depressed, you're discouraged, guess what? Come to Jesus. Nobody understands you. Nobody's there. Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy burden, I will give you rest. Let me take a side journey here and tell you something. Nobody, I don't care how much you love them. I don't care how much they love you. Nobody can do for you. Nobody can love you like Jesus can. I was witnessing to the pastor that's over me here in Texas. I was witnessing to him. Jesus resuscitated Lazarus after 4 days, and that was a miracle. And I was witnessing to him. Jesus resuscitated me after 5 days. I was dead for 5 days. And he had this bored look in his face, and then he looked at his watch. I kept thinking, God, Lord, you did a miracle. And the Lord said, not everybody is interested in what happened to somebody else. Not everybody is listening. Not everybody cares to what happened to somebody else. I'm going to repeat that because some of you need to hear this. So-and-so loves me and they don't care. So-and-so, I love so-and-so and they don't care. Listen, nobody. Nobody can do for you what only Jesus can do. I'm not saying people don't love you, but I'm saying that you need to come to Jesus. He is the one. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you, says the Lord. Amen. This is our God. Nothing is impossible for him. Nothing is impossible for him. He told Moses in Genesis 3:14, I am that I am, Yahweh. I was, I am, and I will be. This is our God. Are you still with me this evening? Now, we're not going to be studying Hebrew or Greek. We're not going to start dealing into a lot of the revelations that are hidden in the Old Testament. But these are some exciting things that we need to know. Jesus said, learn of me. I mean, he's coming back, church. He's coming back, and he's coming back for his church. And we need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to know why we believe what we believe. Amen. We want to discover God's mysteries. Somebody was saying that, astronomers are finding new galaxies out there in space. And the Lord said, they're not new. They're not new, those galaxies. They've been there since I created them. But they're new to us because we're just now discovering them. Amen. So we want to discover some of the mysteries of God. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. Colossians chapter 1, verse 26 says, mysteries have been hidden from generations. Mysteries have been hidden from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. So there are some things that we discover in the Bible that they've been there, for 2,000 years, but they're new to us. Amen? They're new to us. We're barely discovering some of the things. There's a lot of mysteries. Amen? We want to know the mystery of life. Why are you here? We want to know the secret of life. What's your purpose? But let me ask you this evening, when did God first have you on his mind? When did God first have you on his mind? Ephesians 1:4 says, God has chosen you. God has chosen you before the foundation of the world. I mean, if this doesn't rattle our mind, if this doesn't shake our world, this rattles my brain. Ephesians 1:4, God has chosen you before the foundation of the world. And then Jeremiah 29:11, my favorite scripture, God has a plan for your life. He thinks about you every day, plans to do you good. God has a plan, and it's up to us to discover it. Are you still with me, saints? Before I give you the answer to our Bible question, our Bible question this week is, who was Methuselah's father? Methuselah lived 969 years. He's the oldest person in the Bible. But he died before his father. So our question is, who was Methuselah's father? Let's look at Genesis chapter 5 before we get the answer. Genesis chapter 5, go there with me if you have your Bible. And I know some just go to Google and say, who was Methuselah's father? But there's more. So let's go to Genesis chapter 5. And we begin with Adam, God's first creation, the first man. Amen. Listen, our Bible is a Holy Spirit-breathed supernatural document. Holy Spirit-breathed supernatural document. That's what 2 Timothy 3:16 says. All scripture is God-breathed. It's inspired by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Genesis chapter 5, we're going to look at Noah's genealogy. You know the story about Jonah and the ark, right? All right. Genesis chapter 5, every one of us has a father, and every one of us has a name, right? So I'm going to go through the 10 men in the genealogy of Noah in Genesis chapter 5. You can follow along with me. Number 1 is Adam. Number 2, go down a little bit, is Seth. Adam 1, Seth 2, Enos 3, 4 is Canaan, 5 is Mahalalel, 6 is Jared, 7 is Enoch, 8 is Methuselah, 9 is Lamech, and number 10 is Noah. This is the genealogy of Noah. Why are we looking at this, Pastor Jesse? Why is it important? That's what we're getting to. Brother Andrew's name, Pastor Rose, and my son, our son's name, Andrew means strong in the Lord. Strong in the Lord. So every one of our names means something to God. Even though our parents named us, I wasn't born again. I wasn't born again when our son was born. I was drunk. I got out of work and I was drinking with my friends. I was drunk. And one of my sister-in-laws came and said, What's wrong with you? Rose is in the hospital delivering a baby. What's wrong with you? So I went to the hospital and I was drunk. I was drunk the night that our son was born. And the doctor came out and I said, how's my wife? He goes, she's fine. I said, and the baby? I wanted to know the baby. And the doctor said, your wife will tell you. So anyway, I went in to see Rose after she delivered our son. And God bless her. It was hard. It was hard for her delivery. And she goes, there he is. There's your son, you know. So I just wanted a healthy baby. I wanted a boy, of course, being a man. But I wanted a healthy baby. If I was going to be a girl, so long as the baby was healthy. So the nurse came in and said, what name are you going to give the child, you know? And I looked at Rose and I said, I want a name that when he's a baby, we can call him with a Y, a baby name. And then as he grows up, we can get rid of the Y and give him a real name, his real name. So I thought about Andy as a baby, Andy. And then when he grows up, Andrew, or as a nickname, Drew. So Pastor Rose just shook her head. So I said, all right, his name is Andrew. I was drunk, church. I was drunk. I wasn't saved. I was a sinner. Later on, when we got born again, I found out that his name, Andrew, means strong in the Lord. And he has been strong in the Lord for his mother and especially for me. This young man has endured something nobody should. Taking care of your parents, nobody should go through what he did. Anyway, getting back to Andrew, his name means strong in the Lord. So Adam, Seth, Enos, Canaan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech, and Noah, all 10 of those, their names mean something. That's why we're looking at them this evening. Let me tell you what their names mean. Adam means a man. Seth, number 2, means appointed. Enos, number 3, means moral. 4, Canaan, means with sorrow. 5, Mahalalel, means the blessed God. Jared, number 6, means shall come down. Enoch, number 7, it says, and teach. Methuselah says, his death shall bring. Lameth, the despairing, and Noah, comfort and rest. So our names have a meaning. They mean something to God. Remember Abram? God changed his name to Abraham. Amen. So this is a revelation that is tucked away in Noah's genealogy. Are you ready? This is what these 10 names... This is what these 10 names mean. The revelation that is tucked away in Noah's genealogy in Genesis chapter 5. Number 1, a man. We're prophesying about Jesus 8,000 years ago. Number 1, a man. Number 2, is appointed. Number 3, he is moral. Number 4, with sorrow. Number 5, but the blessed God. Number 6, shall come down. Number 7, and teach. Number 8, his death shall bring. Number 9, the despairing. Number 10, comfort and rest. Each name. You're telling me that all these different men with rabbis decided to name them? Let me read it to you without the numbers. Jesus, a man. Jesus is appointed. He is moral, with sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down and teach. His death shall bring the despairing comfort and rest. Like I said, I was drunk the night Pastor Rose gave birth to our son Andrew, and I didn't know the name I was naming him, but God did. So here he is, the genealogy of Noah, 10 men, and the prophecy about Jesus being appointed, being mortal with our sorrow, being blessed from God, and he came down to teach, and his death brought it, all of us, the sinners, comfort and rest. This is our God. This is our God. I'm sorry I'm going so long. Let me write it down. We have to discover. Jesus said, learn of me in Matthew 11:29. We have to discover Jesus. Amen. All right, back to our Bible question. How many of you got the answer to our Bible question just now as I was reading Noah's genealogy? Did you hear the answer? Methuselah was 969 years old, but Methuselah died before his father. Who was Methuselah's father? Genesis 5:24 tells us it's number 7, Enoch. Enoch was Methuselah's father. Amen. Enoch didn't die. The Lord took him home. Amen. These are not trick questions, church. What I want these questions to do is to help us see beyond our senses. Jesus said in Mark 8:18, you have eyes to see, but you don't see. Look, I asked once, who is Jesus' mother? Yeah, of course, we all know Mary. But there's more to that. I want you to see beyond your nose. We are the family of God. With Jesus, you are his mother. I am his brother. The females are his sisters. We are the family of God. It's not just Jesus. Yes, the answer is Jesus' mother was Mary. But I want you to see beyond that. Jesus said, you have ears to hear, but you don't hear. You have eyes to see, but you don't see. Luke 12:40 says, Jesus is coming. He's coming when we least expect it. Amen? All right, thank you, Lord. Like I said, these are not trick questions. Amen? These are not trick questions. We want Jesus to say, well done, not, well, you're done. Our Daily Bread Scripture for March, 2 Peter 3:18. Grow in grace and in the knowledge. Not just don't go to Google. Look it up. In the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to him be glory, to our Lord be and Savior, to him be glory now and forever. Amen and amen. Stay connected with Jesus. Our elder sister Grace will be with you tomorrow night. Jesus, you and First His Kingdom, you are never alone. Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight thankful for your mercy, blessed by your grace, and grateful for your love. Love, 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 the greatest is love. Thank you for Jesus and the Holy Spirit. Father God, I decree, declare, and prophesy blessings of divine health, wealth, and above all things, Father, soul prosperity as we breathe in and exhale out. All our life is dedicated to you, Father. Jesus, I call your people greatly blessed, highly favored with God and man, doers of the word, not hearers only. In Jesus' name, enjoy the rest of your week. Be blessed.